Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shout out to all of our radio affiliates kicking it in terrestrial land. I am Gabriel Morenzi. This is Sports Rage. The Pens, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, the radio crew, the cartel, and everybody else in between. Sunday, bloody Sunday, good, bad, and the ugly. We're breaking it all down. A week 12 recap. Who ruined your Sunday? Big man on campus is going to step up and in from the city of anything but brotherly love. And we'll break it down Philly style, Philadelphia Eagles. Get the Seattle Seahawks on Monday night football. We'll also, of course, talk college basketball. Of course, that's what Big Man is about at this time of the year. And it was a wild, wild first week of college basketball, man. We've already had a bunch of massive upsets along the way. The Dons, one of the coolest names in all of college basketball. The San Francisco Dons knocked off the Virginia Cavaliers. We talked about the Richmond Spiders last week, actually, with Big Man on campus. Talking about how the Richmond Spiders are a dangerous sort of mid-major, or not even a mid-major, like they're a low-tier major, all right? Whatever the hell you want to call them, the Richmond Spiders. I'll tell you what I'll call the Richmond Spiders, a bunch of son of a bitches. That's what I'm going to call the Richmond Spiders, actually. Richmond Spiders once cost me like $8,000, the football team, though. But is it their fault, or was it my fault for betting like $8,000 on a Richmond Spider football game? They didn't win. They didn't cover. It was like the Final Four or something of that, like their college football playoffs years ago. It was a train wreck. It was actually the worst gambling day that I ever had in my life. It was a Saturday afternoon, and it really wasn't all that bad. I actually went like 4-8. All right, I went 4-8 on a Saturday afternoon once, like 10 years ago. And you wouldn't figure out whatever, man. I go 4-8 all the time. I went 4-8, but the problem was I was betting $5,000 a game. So at 4-8, you know, do the math. It wasn't good. It wasn't pretty. Every time I hear the Richmond Spiders name, I get bad flashbacks to that. I'm like, oh God, Richmond Spiders. But their basketball team is pretty good. Kentucky gets knocked off. Michigan. Now listen, the Michigan football team sucks. They blow. We know that. Michigan basketball is good, except I tell you what, Juwan Howard would have been all over Twitter tonight, and the Michigan Wolverines would have been all over Twitter tonight. They avoided getting upset as 31-point favorites. Oakland University took them to overtime. We cashed that ticket. Michigan were minus 31. That was a crazy point spread, but it really would have been one of the biggest upsets in college basketball history. We're breaking it all down. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenzi.
Yeah, Mo, that team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. Well, I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
late night anger management class. I am Morenci, throwing it down. Big man on campus will step up and from Philadelphia. We'll get into some college basketball. Of course, we'll talk about the Monday Nighter, Seattle Seahawks, and the Philadelphia Eagles. We stepped up and in, and we hit the front end. I decided to put Green Bay in a teaser with Seattle. You know, we did the math. We looked at the Moneyline Parlay, and it was cheaper to do the teaser. The Moneyline Parlay would have been minus 150, and the teaser's minus 130. So it's just common sense that you would do the teaser. You know, we started off today was a disaster. Early, as I stated, who ruined my Sunday? Every freaking damn quarterback in the NFL today, pretty much. The Buffalo Bills, like, win the game. Cole Beasley's throwing touchdowns. Josh Allen's rushing for touchdowns. Josh Allen throws for like three damn touchdowns every damn game. Today, I got him in like three different parlays. He throws an early touchdown right away. I'm like, oh, this is a lock. And then he rushes for a touchdown. Then the Bills run a trick play where Cole Beasley threw a touchdown. It's like, for the love of God, man. What a wild, like, weird, good, bad, and the ugly day in the National Football League. And you know, I'm talking about the games, good, bad, and the ugly, and my picks. You know, we started off, it was a disaster. Then we started to heat up on in-game live today. We went 3-0 with the live picks. And then we started to just tear it up. So fortunately, we turned what could have been a disaster into, like, I think we ended up 19-13 when it was all said and done. And I was like 2-6 at one point. It was a rough weekend, though. It was a rough weekend as a whole. But listen, you bet, you know, if you're going to bet 10, 20 games a day, 365 days a year, you're not going to go 8-2 every day, okay? You know, you're not going to go 8-2 every day. But it was getting frustrating. Look, I took the in-game over 152.5 in Michigan at Oakland. Dude, it goes to overtime. They get to 152. Kid on Oakland missed a three at the buzzer that would have put it over the number. I did cash. Listen, I'm a diehard Michigan fan. But when I saw the number, I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm getting 29.5 points right now. Like, with 4 minutes left in the first half of a tie game. I'm like, do the math. I'm like, I don't care if they're playing the Toronto Raptors or the LA Lakers right now. Like, the Raptors or Lakers wouldn't cover 30 points in this limited amount of time. Like, the number was whack, man. And it's one of those, like, after you're like, oh God, we should have loaded up on that game. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, didn't. So who ruined our Sunday today? I tell you, one team that didn't do us any favors was the Raiders. I did not see the Raiders getting their ass handed to them like they did today. I didn't even have the Raiders. I had the Raiders on a sweetheart teaser, +6.5 points. Obviously, we know how that went. Tom Brady continues to struggle. Aaron Rodgers setting all kinds of records. Aaron Rodgers moves over 50,000 career passing yards. He's the 11th quarterback in NFL history to do so. He did it in his 192nd career game, the fourth fewest games, and just one more than Peyton Manning. Drew Brees did it in 183. So, Aaron Rodgers continues to light it up. Like, so listen to this with Mahomes, all right? And all these stats are from today, courtesy of, like, Elias Sports Bureau, ESPN Stats and Info, et cetera. All the sort of documented, historic websites and accounts, Pro Football Reference. So these are all official numbers here. And, you know, so listen, Mahomes is lighting it up, right? So Patrick Mahomes, 359 passing yards in the first half today. According to Elias Sports Bureau, it's the most by a player in a first half over the last 40 years. Previous high in that span, 346 by Drew Brees. You know, Drew Brees might be pretty good, huh? Like, you notice, like, all these records, like, yeah, Drew Brees. Start to think this Drew Brees guy might be a pretty good quarterback. It's funny because it's annoying. Drew Brees breaks all these records, and every damn time they stop the game and they bring his kids out and stuff, they treat him better than like a troop returning home. You know what I'm saying? They said they hold a parade for Drew Brees every week. Every day, every week, he sets a record. But so, yeah, listen, Mahomes is unbelievable, and I don't think anybody's beating the Kansas City Chiefs, all right? Nobody's beating the Chiefs. Nobody's consistent enough, and we can get to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I think the Steelers are better than people give them credit for being an undefeated team. But the Steelers aren't better than the Kansas City Chiefs. But as it is now, the Chiefs would have to go to Pittsburgh. But so Mahomes, so listen, Mahomes is lighting it up. Is Mahomes the greatest quarterback ever already? You know, I thought it was annoying that Chris Collinsworth called him the greatest quarterback of all time. You can't say that he's the greatest of all time yet. Like, you just can't. You know, what is he? He hasn't been around long enough. He's only won one Super Bowl. But, you know, listen, is Mahomes going to win six times? No. He won't win six Super Bowls, right? So we just, are we going by best ever, most wins ever? But it's hard to argue that Mahomes, like, isn't, like, next level, just, like, crazy good. Like, he is just crazy good. But this is where I'm going with this. So Mahomes, blah, blah, 359 yards, first half, lighting it up. Tyreek Hill, 13 receptions, 269 yards, second most in franchise history today. Like, all kinds of numbers. But how about this? Consecutive games with 300 passing yards, three touchdowns, and zero interceptions in Vikings history. Warren Moon in 1995. Kirk Cousins in 2020. Don't tell me that Kirk Cousins is good as Warren Moon is. Like, you know what I mean? Kirk Cousins didn't even have a good game today. He was all right. I guess he did. He had three touchdowns and zero interceptions, but he really didn't. You know what I mean? He's Kirk Cousins. But, oh, look, he's matched. Like, all these jerk-offs are, like, in the record books now, next to great players. Like, let's be real. 400 is like the new 300. So 300, who cares? All right. You should throw for 300 yards in today's NFL. To be honest, like, you really should. Like, so this is the stuff that sort of bothers me about these stats. It's like, oh yeah, great. So Kirk Cousins, Warren Moon's a Hall of Famer. Warren Moon's one of the greatest quarterbacks ever to play the game. Kirk Cousins is not. And I don't care if Kirk Cousins just went, you know, consecutive games. Didn't they lose last week to the Dallas Cowboys? Like, you know what I mean? Like, everybody puts up big numbers. Look at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Look at the Jacksonville Jaguars, who incidentally fired their general manager tonight. People are starting to get fired now. If you're a coach in the NFL and you're worried about getting fired, I'd be very concerned now. It seems like, or general manager, it seems like now's the time to fire people because you don't want to do this, like, you know, a week before Christmas. You look like a real jackass. Yeah, firing someone, like, right before. Like, the Toronto Blue Jays just fired their radio guy. And I thought, like, yeah, you know, it's their right to make a change in the booth, but why didn't you guys do this like last month? Why you wait till like it's the holidays? You know what I mean? Pretty much the holidays now coming up, right? So, but that's what I'm saying. Like, so it's basically like it never looks good. Like, basically, like there's a code in the NHL. Like, coaches, there's a code. They're like, if you make it to like December 10th, you know that you're good into the new year because hockey's like gentlemanly. So, like, they won't fire you. Like, no one, like, who's going to get fired on December 23rd? Hey, listen, like, yeah, you really suck, and, you know, we got to let you go. So, you look, like, Matt Patricia just got fired. Now the GM in Jacksonville. But let me ask you guys, what does Doug Marrone have on the ownership of the Jacksonville Jaguars? How many general managers, quarterbacks, cheerleaders, popcorn vendors, and parking lot attendants are going to come and go while Doug Marrone keeps his damn job there? Big Man on Campus next. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Don't ruin your appetites. I'm buying lunch for everybody on me.
Wow. What's the occasion?
I'm rich. I won my bets on the Rose Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, and I chunked it all on a hockey game, and I won that.
Hey, all right. How much did you win?
$116.
What a windfall.
Yeah, really? I still feel tingly.
Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Sunday, Bloody Sunday. Barstool Sports in the house. Big man on campus ready to step up and in. We recap week 12 of the National Football League. We take a look ahead to week 13. There's a lot of news, actually, in the NFL. But good news for everybody. The Chicago Bears will not be on national television again. Like, as I was watching that steaming pile of crap tonight, I was thinking, well, at least we won't have to watch. Like, I'm dead serious. I will not see the Bears play again until next year when, whatever reason, the NFL puts them on national TV 18 times. You know, so they've been on TV 4 times. They went 1-3. I will give them credit. I didn't expect them to score 25 points. And did anybody expect as many points to be scored in this game? So the game didn't suck as much. It still sucked, though. Let's just be real. It still sucked, all right? But the NFL's an overrated product. You know, they have 16 games a week, and normally like 1 or 2 of them are good. Let's bring in Barstool Sports, big man on campus, in the house. What's going on, big man?
I'm doing well, Gabe. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Always a pleasure, my man. Always a pleasure. Ready to rock and roll. So, yeah, what do you think about the NFL? Like, there's all this hype about the league all the time, bro. It's a god-awful product. Like, there's a million crappy games, bad quarterbacks, bad officiating. There's a couple of good games a week. You know what I mean? Like, overall, like, it sounds cliche. I know people say it before, but, like, when you wake up on Sunday, do you say to yourself, big man, I can't wait to watch the Titans and Colts play? Or is it like, yeah, whatever, I'm placing some bets on this league? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think college basketball is more entertaining. It's short, it's quick, it's high tempo, it's entertainment. The NBA is more entertaining. The NHL is more entertaining. Like, really, if you took betting and fantasy sports and DFS away from the NFL, what do you have left, big man?
Yeah, that's a great point, man. And I think, you know, look, has the play on the field been affected by coronavirus? Not really, but it also has put us in horrific situations, like watching, you know, the Broncos today and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, when you look at it, if I didn't bet on it, I would never watch it. And not for nothing, I'll be real with you today. Like, I watched, you know, at 1 o'clock, I watched Richmond, Kentucky. You know, I watched Texas Tech, Houston. Like, you know, I definitely flip back, but I don't sit there and watch full games. And you're right. I feel like I could count on one hand the amount of great games we've seen this year. And I think a lot of it has to do also with the fact that, you know, it's just not the greatest, like, feel. Like, there's no crowd. And for anyone that, you know, crowds don't really mean anything, but you definitely miss it. You know, it's nice. It's weird not seeing it. And, you know, add in the fact that it really sucks watching some of these games because, you know, you have to watch things like, you know, a 4-string quarterback and a guy that has one completion in the entire game. You know, it's
yeah, you know, for sure, COVID has had a massive impact, guys. Like, these teams, guys, are hanging on for dear life. You know what I mean? They're barely practicing. There's a million injuries this year. Like, it's really difficult for them. So I will give them that. But it's a bigger problem, big man. I'm just talking about, like, overall. Like, how many damn commercials can you handle in an NFL game, bro? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we talk about it. Like, an NFL game is over, like, 3.5 hours. You know, big man, there's, like, 12 to 16 minutes of actual action. Like, actually,
yeah,
like,
but you gotta watch
running. It's, like, 3.5 hours of nothing.
The red zone.
Well, yeah. That's why the red zone's popular, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I would – I mean, that's what I would watch. I mean, I'll be real. Like, with the Eagles this year, you know, on a Sunday that they're on, I'd be honest, I don't even watch the Eagles broadcast. I just watch Red Zone. And, if the Eagles are better, then I'd spend more time. But, yeah, I watch the Red Zone. I don't even – but today, I watched other stuff. And, you know, Gabe, now it's like NFL is not – I'm not going to not go out and work out now because of the NFL.
Yeah.
I'm just not.
Yeah,
like, yeah, it's part of my day. It's part of how I live now. And, you know, there's just stuff that I used to put the NFL ahead of. And you're right. When it comes to excitement, I get way more excited to watch, you know, a college basketball game or even college football. I've been really interested in college football this year. I think it's been a fun product. The games have been good. The NFL is definitely falling for sure as far as viewable experience.
You're right. Like, I still watch it all day, big man. I still do.
Yeah.
But not in the same way. Like before, like it would be unheard of. Like now I can step out for 45 minutes on an NFL Sunday. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Whatever. Let the games go on. Whatever happens, happen. Like before, it would be like, what are you calling me now for? I can't, like, you have a girlfriend. Oh, I can't do anything on Sunday. What are you, crazy? I got to watch a useless Jacksonville-Cleveland game. Right? And now it's the count, whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let's just be real. But it's different. Like now I'm like that. Like, if the Clippers are playing the Lakers on Tuesday night basketball, I'm like, yeah, I'm not missing that. You know what I'm saying? I'm watching that game tonight. You know what I mean? It's like all day I look forward to it. Like, oh, man, the Raptors are playing. Like, Raptors are playing the Sixers tonight. I look forward to this. You know what I mean?
I'm actually I actually started looking into, like, getting the, like, league pass. Like, I want to make sure I can watch every game. I want to make sure I can watch, you know, the late night games, you know, Denver and you know,
Sacramento,
Oklahoma City or – yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm down. So we'll get into some ball here. But what do you think? What do you think of the Eagles tomorrow? So the New York Giants, these guys, it ain't pretty, big man. But Joe Judge, he's grinding this thing out, isn't he? Daniel Jones isn't turning the ball over as much. It, like I said, it's not pretty, but they're finding a way. The New York Giants. What a train wreck of a division this year, though.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, I'm an Eagle fan, so I get plenty of people asking me, well, what do you think? Who's going to win the division? And it's just like, well, who cares, really? I mean, does it really matter who wins this division? But as far as this game, I definitely worry. I think a lot of people continue to just feel like, well, eventually the Eagles will be fine. Like, they'll figure it out. I mean, they're not figuring it out. I mean, Carson Wentz, we talk week after week about the same mistake. He's not going to just flip it. This offensive line still isn't good, okay? I mean, Lane Johnson's now out again.
And very injured.
Right,
yeah.
I mean, and it's every game it just gets worse. And then they get some back, and then it gets worse again. They don't really have any capable skill position players. Zach Ertz continues to whine and complain in his bedroom because he didn't get paid. Defensively, they have problems. Their linebackers are horrific. This is going to be a really square play to take the Seahawks, but square plays have come in against the Eagles. I would have zero interest in the Eagles. Zero.
Yeah, you know, I put the Seahawks in the back end of some Packer plays tonight just to get it out of the way. So I got Seattle on the money line tomorrow, and then I'll jump in and I'll figure it out tomorrow how I'm going to approach it. But what do you think, big man? I said off the top of the show, nobody's beating the Kansas City Chiefs, bro. Like, nobody's on their level. Like, it's other teams are like, who can beat them? Pittsburgh? Maybe. I don't buy it. I think the Saints are going to the Super Bowl, but I think we have a repeat champion. Now, I know that some of these scores have been tight today, but you saw today. The Chiefs, that game wasn't as close as the score indicated. The Chiefs just do enough to win. They toy with you. They're like a fighter, big man, a boxer. they rack up the points and then they sort of dance around. They're like, yeah, all right, oh, we need more. All right, bang, bang, bang. Like they're really toying with opponents now. And that Mahomes really is that damn good. Tyreek Hill, they're impossible to stop, dude. They have too much talent on offense. Andy Reid doesn't have the pressure that he's never won before. I think he's going to rack up another one here, big man. I think we're going to have our first repeat champion. I bring this up, guys. Listen, I've been saying this all year. And I said before the year started, I thought it would be Seattle versus KC in the Super Bowl with KC winning. But I think it's going to be New Orleans in the Super Bowl with KC winning. But it's plus 280 right now in that range. So plus 280 at FanDuel. The Super Bowl is 10 weeks from now, big man. So they said today, it's 10 weeks from today, the Super Bowl. It's not that long of a wait. What do you think? Are the Chiefs like a slam dunk, in your opinion, to win the Super Bowl, or do you think that it's wide open?
I mean, they're definitely the favorite, for sure, but, I mean, I'm not a guy that likes to really bet the favorite. You know, a team that I continue to go back to and I think are really talented, I think with the Chiefs, you always have to remember, I think if you could score with the Chiefs, I think you have a shot. I like Tennessee. I'm going to continue to say that. I think Tennessee is really interesting. Yeah, they could score right with Kansas City. They've got some decent wins on the season. I think defensively they're going to have some problems. But it seems like whenever they play a really good team, it seems like generally their defense figures things out. I mean, only gave up 24 to the Ravens. You know, they were right in that game against the Steelers. They lost, you know, late. You know, they beat up the Colts today. Got it in a revenge game there. They beat the teams they were supposed to. They killed Buffalo. You know, they've got some. That's a good football team. That's a good game against the Packers in a couple weeks, a couple days after Christmas. I think the Titans are interesting. I think the Saints are interesting. Obviously, you know, and I think those are probably it. And the Steelers. You know, I thought the Steelers were a team that could win the Super Bowl because unlike the Chiefs, unlike the Titans, unlike the Seahawks, unlike even the Saints, the Steelers have an elite defense. They're the only team that can say that. If they continue to stay healthy, I think they have as good a shot as anybody.
And they would have home field advantage potentially. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, they're going to have to run the table because I don't know if the Chiefs are going to lose. Chiefs have one loss. Pittsburgh, of course, haven't lost. Pittsburgh now laying 10 points on Tuesday for the COVID Baltimore Ravens. Big man on campus from Barstool Sports in the house with us. Sports Rage, Sunday Bloody Sunday continues. Send your rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
And you know what? It'll be nice having a little extra cash to bet on college football. Yeah, I'd like to bet $100.
You want to pick a team?
No, just take it.
Let's roll. Sports Rage. Sunday Bloody Sunday continues. I'm Morenci. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates, including everybody in San Diego, Los Angeles, and the Southern California area. We're breaking it down. We're talking about the Rams. We'll get to the Chargers and the Bills. Game, big man on campus from Barstool Sports, kicking with us, subscribe to his podcast, talks college basketball. He's been kicking ass so far to start the season with wins. What's your record at now, big man? I saw you were 9-4 yesterday. Where are you standing now?
9-5 so far. I took a loss earlier. You know, it's funny, Gabe, but free throws cost you. I had the Richmond, Kentucky over 143.5, fell 140. Kentucky missed 13 free throws, didn't hit a three in the entire game. But, you know, it's a nice week. You know, it's a winning week. 64%, I'll take it, first week. I got an episode dropping tomorrow at 9 a.m. A lot of games, so should be fun.
Good stuff. Yeah, subscribe, Big Man on Campus, Barstool Sports. Go wherever you download your podcasts, including this one, Sports Rage, Late Night, except we're buried, Big Man. It pisses me off. I'm listed with the fantasy guys, bro. So I'm next to, like, Pat Mayo and Matt Barry and, like, Phil Yates and all this stuff. I got to get like put in the general area here. I'm on Apple iTunes. It pisses me off. I'm like, dude, I'm buried like under fantasy sports because we used to be the fantasy sports network. So
right.
I'm not a fantasy sports guy, big man. You know what I mean? So like my podcast is listed in like the fantasy sports pages and it's meaningless there. It's useless there. All right. It's useless.
That's rough.
All right. So just I've been complaining for months about it. So supposedly it's going to change when we go to Sirius Satellite on in January. You're starting same radio affiliates now that we're on. If you're tuning in, whatever town you're in, we're still going to be on. But we're adding Sirius Satellite Radio, big man, starting January the 7th. So we look forward to having you on Sirius. We return to Sirius for the third time. We've done a lot of shows on Sirius over the years. We look forward to returning. So just quickly, we'll get to basketball. I just want to rattle off something about the NFL still. But our man Yang in the pit, Midtown Manhattan, big man, poor guy. Every week, there's always one game that kills his parlay. And today was the Kentucky Wildcats against Richmond. But remember, I asked you about Richmond. We talked about Richmond last week. I said, hey, the Richmond Spiders are a dangerous team this year. A dangerous team this year. I get for drinking Coca-Cola live on the air. They're a dangerous team. And then they prove it today with the win against Kentucky. But we feel for you, Yang.
Yeah, buddy. It kind of sucked, man, because I had the Bills, Dolphins, and the Bengals. I know the Giants usually don't cover that 6-point spread. It's always a close game. So I took the Bengals. And then with the Colts and the Titans, I was kind of like leery about that. I was going to roll with the Titans, but I was like, you know what? Let me go with the Kentucky. That's probably a sure shot. They're going to dominate Richmond. And that was my color there, buddy. I like second guess myself. And yeah. That was my parlay, just like that Peter Griffin. Pick a team. Nah, just take it.
Yeah, it's a cold world, Yang. It's a cold world. So let me just throw this out there, Yang. That sucks, buddy. I feel your pain. So let me just throw this out here, big man, and we'll get into some college basketball. But interesting, we'll get into college football, too. But NFL playoff picture right now. So the NFL, if the playoffs started today, so the Pittsburgh Steelers would have the bye. The Indianapolis Colts would be at the Kansas City Chiefs. And that's real cool this year, big man. Only one team gets the bye. So, you know, like in the NFL, normally everything sucks, man. And like week 16 and 17, teams don't care and arresting players and stuff. You can't do it now. Like, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers could be 15-0, big man, and have to start everybody because the Kansas City Chiefs will be on their ass. You know what I mean? So, like, they can't let up. And, like, the Saints can't let up because they got the Packers only one game back. So a lot of interesting stuff. So just quickly, if the playoffs was to start today, the Steelers would have the bye. Indianapolis at Kansas City. Miami Dolphins at Tennessee Titans. Cleveland Browns at Buffalo Bills. In the NFC, the Saints would have the bye. The Arizona Cardinals would be at Green Bay in the cold weather. That wouldn't go well for them. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, even though they seem to lose every week, they're still there. The Bucs would be at the Seattle Seahawks, and the Los Angeles Rams would be at the New York Giants. Giants wouldn't beat the Rams, like you said. Like, whoever wins the NFC East, you're wasting your time anyways. You're only going to lose the first game, big man. You know what I mean? But if you're the Giants, it's a feather in your cap. I'm with you. If I'm an Eagle fan, I'd rather just lose out for the rest of the year. Get a better draft pick. What's the use of like hosting a playoff game and getting beaten by the Rams or Seahawks?
Yeah, I'm praying they do. I could care less if they win another game. I want this team to improve. They have major problems, and yeah, it really doesn't matter because neither are gonna win a game when it matters. So it doesn't matter.
All right, so college. We'll do an NFL line check later, guys. College basketball, big man. So it's been a fun start. It seemed to me, over the first couple of days, that there were a lot of really high-scoring games. I think things have slowed down a little bit. But one thing that stands out, obviously, have been upsets, right? Upsets. San Francisco Dons beat Virginia. Richmond knocks off Kentucky. And how about my Michigan Wolverines tonight, big man? I actually took Oakland plus the points. Man, that would have been one of the biggest upsets of all time. Michigan were 31-point favorites, big man. You know that, like, Oakland played Xavier the other night, and they were down by 40 at the half. So they made Michigan 31-point favorites tonight, big man. The game went to overtime. But Michigan pulled away in overtime.
Yeah, I didn't understand that number, to be real honest with you. You know, I know Michigan's obviously a solid, very good, you know, Power 5 team. You know, and Oakland's had their kind of tough start to the season. But I only really give 30 points to teams that would be in your, you know, bottom 10 in America.
Oakland, yeah, Chicago is not State one of those type thing.
Yeah, Mississippi Valley State, Arkansas Pine Bluff, those kind of teams. You know, Oakland is not a team that is in the bottom. They're, you know, they're definitely a bottom 50 team, but they're not horrible. They definitely play hard. Greg Campy's a good coach. He's had some really tough goes of it. A lot of transfers moving on, but you know, we saw obviously a great effort from them tonight. Really seemed like they, you know, had some interest after the tough start to the season. So, yeah, good. Michigan better figure some things out. They are not a good defensive team. You know, they don't seem to understand, you know, get the ball to the bigs. They don't necessarily have a point guard to run the offense. So, you know, they better figure things out because it's not going to get any easier. They got, you know, UCF's coming up, a tough game. You know, NC State's a solid team. And then they got the Big Ten slate. So they better figure it out quick.
Yeah, this kid today, keep your eye on this guy moving forward when we bet this year, the Moore kid. What's his name? Jalen Moore, exactly. Jalen Moore, good player. But you know the thing is, guys, too, with Oakland, it's not Oakland, California, guys. It's Oakland, Michigan, okay? Like, yep, that's another
Oakland
thing.
County, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Auburn Hills area, right? So it's not like people think, oh, Oakland or Michigan. Yeah, guys. So how many kids on Oakland knew the kids on Michigan, played at the same high schools, played against each other, et cetera? Like, yeah, you're better than me, but you're not that much better than us. You know what I mean? It's one of those type of deals. One thing that struck me about Michigan, I think they'll be fine. I hear what you're saying. I like the Hunter Dickinson kid's not bad. The big man wasn't bad, but he had a big size advantage. 19 points tonight. Livers goes off for 22 tonight. We talked about the guard play. Little bit of a problem. We talked about it. The kid coming over from Columbia, big man. Mike Smith, 2 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, struggling a little bit.
No, it's a major problem for them. I mean, Shaun D. Brown was horrific as well. 1 for 10 from three. I mean, between him and Smith, they were 1 for 13 from three. And that's just not good enough. Mike Smith only played 18 minutes. They have major issues, Gabe. They have to figure out a point guard. Eli Brooks isn't a point guard. I mean, he shouldn't be the point guard. I remember watching him in high school. He's been a two guard always. He shouldn't be running the point.
You know, late in the game, I was watching a big man. Livers was actually just handling the ball. Like, that's what it came to. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what it came to.
Yeah.
They're such a ball screen oriented offense. They need a guy like Derek Walton or Xavier Simpson, and he doesn't have that. They got to get it figured out quick.
They will, though. They have talent. If it's one thing, though, watching them, I was like, you can tell they don't really know where to be. There's no team chemistry yet. That's the issue. They don't really have that chemistry, but you know, listen, I don't think they're not an elite team. They're a good team. I think they'll battle. They're maybe a Sweet 16 type of team. But you know, I don't think Michigan's winning
next
the championship. Yeah, exactly. Give Howard a couple of years to get some of his guys in here right now. So let's take a look at moving forward here with big men on campus. We got some of these tournaments. So Villanova, just quickly about this, big man. You and I talked about it. The Mohegan Sun bubble has been a massive success. And now they're talking. What's the talk about the Big East? Jay Wright's like pushing. I was hearing that they were saying, you know what? We should play the Big East schedule at the Mohegan Sun. Like, are you hearing this? Are they talking about a Big East bubble right now?
I haven't necessarily heard that. Look, whatever they can do to make sure basketball is fine, you know, do it. I mean, if that's what they want to do. Mohegan Sun's a great place because it's a huge property. It's kind of centrally located for most of the Big East teams, you know, outside of, you know, Creighton and DePaul. But, yeah, I think it's a good idea. Whatever they could do to make it work. Listen, Jay better worry about his team, okay? I mean, this team isn't very – This team isn't very deep. You know, they didn't look very good the other night in that loss. They're poor defensively. You know, frankly, they haven't been very good defensively to start the season. They didn't look very good against Arizona State. They didn't look good against Boston College for most of that game. He's got his own issues. He should worry about his team as opposed to where the rest of the conference is going to play their games.
Yeah, so basically they're extending their stay at the bubble. They're taking, like, they're planning more games. He wants to stay there as long as possible and play as many games there as possible. And he's talking about the Big East, not the entire season, but he says, you know, we should do this in chunks like this, basically, right? Send everyone there for 2 weeks or whatever type of thing and bang off a bunch of games. Not you know, it'll be interesting to see how this this plays out. The casino would install safety devices as part of its reopening, including ultraviolet lighting and special filters in the HVAC system. And you see, big man, so what's going to happen, buddy, with all this college basketball in the Bay Area? So, and how stupid is this? And you know, I take the virus seriously, big man, but dude, like the San Francisco 49ers playing a game isn't spreading the virus, big man. You know, it's so stupid. An NFL team comes in an empty stadium and leaves. All right? Like, they're not spreading the virus. It's, you know, I think it's just you're killing local business. They stay in hotels and stuff like that. It's overkill, but they're not allowed to have any sporting events in the Bay Area, big man, for 3 weeks, including college basketball or anything. I don't know what the hell they're going to do. What's going on with that?
It's, look, we can get into this for days about the overreaching they're overreaching they're doing with this. As you said, there's no one involved. There's no fans. Like, I don't even know where to begin with coronavirus anymore. I don't know how to approach it. I don't know how to talk about it. I'm just sick of it all. We're all sick of it. I just want it to end. I'm tired of worrying about it. I'm tired of it screwing up everybody's plans.
I'm just tired of Cuomo. You're tired of Fauci.
Yeah, I'm done with all of them.
And that, I love that horse video. And here comes Dr. Fauci on the outside to catch it up. Late Night Anger Management class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Late Night Anger Management class, quickest 120 minutes in sports, which will become the quickest 180 minutes in sports starting tomorrow. Starting tomorrow night. Tonight, you only get 2 hours. But starting tomorrow, because I'm a psychopath, we're going to do 3 hours a night. 180 minute full court press starting tomorrow. Big man on campus from Barstool kick it with us right now. We'll get into tomorrow's college basketball games. But let me ask you, big man. And I got to be honest with you, buddy. I had zero interest in this leading up to it. I didn't care about it. I thought it was ridiculously stupid. And like, I'm talking about Mike Tyson and Roy Jones. And I'm like, oh, God, no. And people are asking me on Twitter, who are you taking, Morenci? What should I bet on? And I'm like, I don't care. I'm like, this is the stupidest thing ever. I don't want to give it like any attention and like justify this. So, of course, though, big man, I'm a degenerate. And I decide to bet on Roy Jones because I'm like, all right, let me look at a damn number. And I see Tyson's minus 250. And I'm like, man, I can't lay. You can't lay 250 with Tyson. Give me plus 175 with Roy Jones. Then I watched the fight. It was a train wreck. Although Mike Tyson didn't look terrible. Like, I'm not saying he can box again, but he looked pretty good, actually. Roy Jones Jr. didn't throw a single punch, I don't think, all night. He threw one punch. You could not have, like, thrown a fight more than someone like Roy Jones did, and they called it a draw. Tyson kicked the crap out of him. When I say kicked the crap out of him by no headshots and hitting him in the body only, lightly, it was a real just-for-fun fight. But anybody that bet on Tyson got screwed last night, big man. Tyson clearly won. But did you watch it?
I did not watch it. You know, I'm a boxing guy, but I, you know, I'm not into this gimmick stuff. I don't care.
You would have liked Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg
performed.
Yeah,
no, I've heard. I heard he was very good. But, yeah, no, I did not watch it. I'm looking forward next week, though, Danny Garcia, Errol Spence. That'll be a good fight. But, no, I did not watch it. I saw those weird rules and stuff. So, no, I didn't watch it.
The 8 2-minute rounds. Nate Robinson got knocked the F out, bro. That's a basketball player.
I saw that, though.
I thought he was dead, big man. I thought he was dead, bro. I was like, oh, my God, you killed little Nate. All right, more big man on campus on the other side. Level 2 coming up. Bring it.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.